This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With inflation tearing at the American workers' buying power, the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal, global crisis in Ukraine, Iran, North Korea, and our border with Mexico, President Biden tells the American people Wednesday that he has exceeded most expectations.
Outperformed what anybody thought would happen. We have made enormous progress. You mentioned the number of deaths from COVID. Well, it was three times that.
Democrats failed in their effort to change the Senate's 60-vote filibuster rule, with Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona siding with all Republicans in the evenly split Senate. 52 lawmakers opposed the rule change, while 48, all Democrats, were in favor. Senator Manchin on the Senate floor.
One party to exert complete control in the Senate with only a simple majority will only pour fuel on the fire of political whiplash and dysfunction that is tearing this nation apart.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The NCAA rule to allow transgender women to compete with biological women is being opposed by a former Olympic gold medalist.
Caitlyn Jenner is speaking out about University of Pennsylvania transgender swimmer Leah Thomas. The former Olympian saying Thomas competing in women's swimming is not good for the sport due to uneven competition. The NCAA is set to discuss transgender participation in sports on Thursday. Jenner suggesting stricter rules should be put in place for transgender athletes. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
China's central bank lowered its lending rates, stepping in to support a slowing economy that has been weighed down by the property market during a politically important year for leader Xi Jinping. The People's Bank of China said Thursday it cut its five-year loan prime rate to 4.6% from 4.65%, the first cut since April of 2020. We are USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
President Biden delivered remarks prior to taking questions at a press conference marking 1 year since he took office.
It's been a year of challenges, but it's also been a year of enormous progress. We went from 2 million people being vaccinated at the moment I was sworn in to 210 million Americans being fully vaccinated today. We created 6 million new jobs, more jobs in 1 year than any time before. Unemployment dropped, the unemployment rate dropped to 3.9%. Child poverty dropped by nearly 40%, the biggest drop ever in American history. New business applications grew by 30%, the biggest increase ever. And for the first time in a long time, this country's working people actually got a raise. People, the bottom 40%, saw their income go up. The most of all of them got a raise. We cut health insurance premiums for millions of American families, and we just made surprise medical bills illegal in this country. You know those bills you get that you don't expect that are $2,000 to $5,000 from the hospital beyond what you thought you were going to have to owe because of the consultation you weren't told was going to cost that much? No more. They're now illegal. Thanks to the American Rescue Plan and other actions we've taken, we've seen record job creation, record economic growth in the past year.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, and thanks for being on the team to make that happen. And more Americans are realizing that, hey, we are on the wrong track. I said, that's good. So what does the right track look like? And that we need to hammer out and be able to have that conversation, that reasonable conversation outside of what we've been, I guess, polluted with. And that is the three kinds of lies that have been running rampant throughout our media, our culture, even in some, sadly, in some of our everyday conversations. As they say, lies, damn lies and statistics. And of course, that was on full display last night for 2 hours with the President of the United States. I mean, it was such a sad expose. It ran the full emotions on one side, and that is that it was sad, it was pathetic, cringeworthy. And then I felt sorry. I felt sorry for Joe Biden, that whoever it was, and there were many level pullers that, elevated him to this position of responsibility that he clearly is so ill-equipped to handle. And at what expense? This is at our expense, at the people's expense, the way it's turning out, and more people are realizing this. This is why the polling data is taking place. But meanwhile, we have real threats that are taking place. As he tells us that he exceeded expectations. And it makes me wonder, well, whose expectations and what expectations? Megan Barth is with us right now. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com and editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you. Good to be here, Bill.
So, did he exceed your expectations?
Ah, geez. Well, I expected him to be a doddery fool. I expected inflation. I expected an awful economy, not this bad, honestly, and not this quick, but did he exceed them? Yeah, he exceeded my expectations because I had such low expectations of him, he got lower.
Right, right. That's one way to look at it, and I guess that's a fair assessment. And and he challenged the media like they were going to answer him back, like, you tell me what other president has done a better job than me. Like,
yeah. I just really didn't. I mean, he's completely lost his mind, and this is what happens when you rig an election. This is why they had to rig an election. We saw his campaign. No one showed up. They didn't show up to sit in the little circles. Remember the circles that they drew, so everyone could sit in the circles. No one showed up. He had no grassroots support. And so that's why they had to rig it. He is simply a figurehead. Because he's not the one running the show. That's evident. It's been evident since day one. So, you know, maybe we can't blame Joe Biden for everything since he's not really the one that's doing anything. There's somebody behind the scenes, whether that's Obama or Kamala or whoever it is, running the show and running the country into the ground.
Let me ask you something here, Megan, because this thought came to mind this morning, is who got paid off here? Who's getting paid off for Joe Biden being president of the United States, being put in this position?
Well, I mean, if you looked at the data and the numbers, China just had their best year ever. Great.
Right. Okay, so we know the Chinese got paid off. What about corporate America?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that
you follow the money. I mean, this is a thought. I mean, and might be a little bit of a stretch here, but you see, what happened is corporate America and all these backroom deals that were made by the Democrats. See, people got to understand about the Democrats. You know, Nancy Pelosi was very honest to talking about quid pro quo. She tried to assign that and put that label on Donald Trump. But the Democrats are black belt, 10-degree black belts in the whole concept of quid pro quo. Okay? I'll give you this, what's in it for me. I mean, Nancy Pelosi it was anecdotally stated that even when she was 10 years old in her father's office when he was mayor, that she got on the phone and that was her response to the person on the other line. Okay, so what's in it for us? I mean, this is a 10-year-old. And so now here she is. So she's very well practiced, and it's part of the left's doctrine that they operate on. This is my new theory here as to what drove all this, is that, remember, going into 2016 and prior to, you had the Hillary Clinton, you had the Clinton Foundation making all kinds of promises to all these big businesses and international oligarchs that, look at, when I'm president, hey, you take care of me, you take care of the foundation, and you're going to get X. I mean, I'm there, you got an open checkbook, and they were counting on it, and it didn't happen. And guess what? I think they got very angry about it, and they said, hey, we're going to cash in those chips one way or another. Hillary may not be president, but hey, we'll get Joe Biden in there, and we're going to cash in these chips. And so I think this is in part what's going on and why corporate America, in a big way, because on the surface it doesn't make sense. I mean, with Donald Trump, the economy was doing good. It was all these things. Manufacturing was coming back to America. There was rather holistic things long term that were in the development and that were occurring on behalf of corporate America. And I wondered, you know, what the heck was going on? Why was it that corporate America sold out in such a great manner? And this is the deal. They cashed in their chips, and they cashed in their chips for Joe Biden, regardless of what it would do for the country. It was all about them and what would take care of their, bottom line or top line or however way or wherever you want to put it. And they went all in, and they have been colluding, and they are complicit with this fraud that we're having to live with. Is that fair?
Well, I think it's a great theory. I mean, when you look at what Jeff Bezos just did, he gave $100 million to the Michelle and Barack Obama Foundation, $100 million. And Jeff Bezos did extraordinarily well during the lockdown because he's online. He doesn't have big box stores.
Right, right.
So, there's a transaction that's kind of shocking, mind-boggling. What the hell is Michelle and Barack Obama doing with their foundation? Have you heard anything about it? Have you seen anything in the news? Right. Quite frankly, I didn't even know they had one until I saw Jeff Bezos. $100 million.
$100 million. Yeah, why?
$100 million.
Wow.
And that's the only reason I knew the foundation existed. Mm-hmm. I've never heard about it. I mean, they were doing great things, you know, curing AIDS or, you know, helping children or something, you'd hear about it, and they certainly would talk about it. I mean,
of course.
I'd talk about two of the biggest narcissists you've ever never met in your life, but that would be Michelle and Barack Obama. I mean, they love themselves more than they love this country.
Well, of course. I mean, you know, and because she's so disgusted with our country, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, for the first time in her adult life, she's proud of her country or whatever she said, and you know, you can't have you're going to have a smaller piece of the pie. Well, Michelle and Barack now have a $100 million piece of the pie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been very good to them. We got to go to break. We've got more from Megan Barth on the other side. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. After 75 years of global radio outreach, we are truly humbled by the way God is using the Tide Ministry to draw people into His loving embrace. It's exciting to hear from people around the world about how they first heard the gospel through one of our radio programs. Our Diamond Vision first aims to amplify our outreach so even more people can hear about Jesus. We've defined Magnify as the second facet of the Tide Diamond Vision. We are extremely grateful for the generous support donors joyfully provide, and Magnify defines how we hope to build on that foundation by raising awareness and inspiring more people to engage with us and shine the light of Christ into hearts shrouded in spiritual darkness. To learn more about the Tide Diamond Vision, to magnify local support and engage donors across North America so that more people may hear the good news, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barth. And as we were talking, her and I off the air, and I'll let you in on the conversation here, is, when you stop to consider the damage that's been done to the people over this big lie, some want to say, oh, it's a noble lie. And it's not a noble lie. Lie's a lie. You know, it's like I said before, you get lies, damn lies, and you got statistics. And we've been worked, ladies and gentlemen, and the veil is being pulled back in such a dramatic way that, you know, this whole conflict between the vaccinated and unvaccinated are going to be now against the people who told the truth versus the liars. And the people that associated with liars, you know, kind of like what John Guandola was saying, you know, Megan, he was saying, you know, that, you know, people, he'll go on a plane. He said, well, you have to wear a mask. He goes, well, you know, the masks don't work. He was a 10-year, he worked in surgery for 10 years. And when you read the instructions on the mask, it says clearly it is not, you know, effective for viruses, right? I mean, that's their disclaimer. But yet we've gone around and told everybody you must wear a mask. And the person says, well, you know, I'm just doing my job. Well, you know, this is the problem, is that everybody is stepping in line because they're doing their job, but not even realizing the consequences and the damage they're doing to the American people because they decided to check their brains in at the door.
Yeah, if you go on Reagan Babe on Facebook, you'll see a map, and that map is the like eight states that still have seven or eight states that still have mask mandates. We're one of them in Nevada, and then there's mm-hmm. Oregon, Washington, California, Illinois, Connecticut, and somewhere else,
New York.
So, I was at the casino the other day. And I was just sitting there minding my own business, and I never wear a mask, never.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the bank, I go to Walgreens, I go to the grocery store, I go everywhere, no mask. And I keep one in my purse in case someone asked me to put it on. I'm not going to fight with them because guess what? They're doing their job. It's not their fault. It's my governor's fault. It's Joe Biden's fault. So this woman walks by, and she goes, excuse me, you're going to have to take you're going to put your mask on and take it down, you know, in between sips of water. I looked at her and I said, are you kidding me? I go, does that make any sense to you? And she goes, well, it's the casino. And I said, no, it's not the casino. I said, this is the governor.
Mm.
And she goes, oh my God, thank you. And she goes, I can't stand that man. She goes, you would think. And then she starts going in on this long tirade against the governor.
Yeah.
And I said, well, make sure that you don't vote for him. She goes, oh, no. She goes, I'm going to vote for anybody running against him. And I said, well, the problem is, I said, a monkey could be running and the Democrats would still vote for the monkey.
Yeah.
So we have to make sure, I said, tell all your friends, tell your family, everybody better be voting against this governor this year from what he's done to this state. Because he's just as bad as Gavin Newsom, and my governor is just as bad as Biden. He's just a little bit more cunning than Biden.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, yeah, she just kept walking. I didn't have to wear my mask. I mean, it was like, you know, so it was wonderful for me, and it was wonderful for her, and we had a great conversation, and people get it.
See, the truth sets you free. It liberates you. And when you're able to reason with the truth, you know, you're blessed, she's blessed, and let's move on and happy days, right?
Right, and then I'm at the gym the other day, again, no mask. And it's a new gym, and the manager comes by, and he goes, excuse me, he goes, would you just mind putting your mask under your chin? And I just looked at him, and I said, does that make any sense to you?
Under your chin?
No, under my chin. So I have to just, so what the businesses are doing, you know, is that they can't necessarily enforce everybody. And some people who are wearing masks while they're working out, like, you know, hurting their lungs even more, hurting their bodies. But, I could just wear it as a decoration under my chin, like a chin strap.
Unbelievable.
It couldn't be hanging from my ear. I had it hanging from my ear.
Right.
And he's like, no, can you put it, you know, under your chin? And I'm like, well, what's the difference if it's hanging from my left ear or if I, you know, wrap it like a hammock under my chin? He goes, I know, but I'm not going to ask you to put it over your nose or anything like that. And he's like, I'm like, I know, you're just doing your job. I said, but make sure you vote the governor out.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Every time.
This is how insane this has become. That doesn't make sense. Megan, as you've been on and we've talked a couple times about your background, and I want to reinforce that, you know, you have a pharmaceutical background, a medical background. So a lot of this that you've been sharing with us, you know, and one of the things, and you said this earlier, I think probably several months ago, when we were talking about the vaccine, you said, Bill, this isn't a vaccine. This isn't a vaccine by true definition. nation. And what they did, again, you got to love the left. I mean, you know, again, they've commandeered our language. And so what do? They rewrite the rules. Just like they rewrote the rules when it came to the election. And we're going to change the rules right in the middle of the game. So here they are, and they rewrite the rules so they can keep themselves out of any kind of liability here in terms of the definition of what a vaccine is. Explain to our audience what they did.
Yeah, we know this isn't a vaccine because they changed the definition of a vaccine to fit this shot. Mm. That's what the FDA did. They changed the entire definition of vaccine, which has been around since the polio vaccine. So this definition has been, you know, this was based in science, created by science. So a vaccine used to prevent you from getting the disease. That's what it used to prevent. Now they changed the definition of a vaccine because they knew this wasn't a vaccine. See, people had the idea that, oh, if I get a vaccine, then I'm not going to get this. You know, this was going to be the end-all, be-all. It was going to save humanity. And then all of a sudden, people were getting COVID after they got the vaccine. And then they're going to have to get four boosters or five boosters or multiple vaccines and boosters, whatever it was. So we know it's not a vaccine. And I knew it was not a vaccine from the start, especially when they changed the definition. Mm-hmm. It's all it is a flu shot. Okay, so we never called, and this is what I was saying, too, on your show before. We've had a flu shot for however long, right? And you get your one flu shot a year, and you get the flu. And you might get sick. The flu shot is only 50% effective. Why? Because there's variants.
Yeah. And they can't because you're dealing with last year's strain. You're not dealing with the current strain. You're behind the curve, you know, to begin with. So, yeah, go ahead.
Right.
No.
So you're basically trying to build your immunity synthetically by getting the flu shot instead of naturally. So this is just a flu shot for the coronavirus. It's a coronavirus flu shot. It's not a vaccine, and people keep calling it a vaccine. I will never call it a vaccine. Because they wouldn't have had to change the definition if it were a vaccine.
What did they say? How did they articulate the change? I want our audience to know how they changed it. Do you remember?
I knew you were going to ask me that question. I don't have the verbiage directly in front of me, but they changed it from prevent a disease to, what's the word?
What, lessen its impact or something?
Along that line? Something like that. Like they just basically changed it in order to fit what was going on with the coronavirus shot. So it was it wasn't to prevent, it was something else, like lessen or something to that degree. So, and they can look it up, and you can look at the, you know, if you just Google, you know, vaccine definition, you'll get the new one, and then maybe old vaccine definition, you'll get the other one. So that's how we know. So, and we know it's just a flu shot because people are still getting sick. And we know it's just a flu shot because now they got to get boosters. And the boosters aren't even working. And they're like, no, I'm not going to get as sick. I'm not going to end up hospitalized. That's not what a vaccine is.
Right.
Never has been. So, you don't know that you're not going to get as sick. The virus, we're in over 2 years of a virus now that has mutated and variated into multiple different strains, probably strains that we don't even know exist. And plus, you've got the, how did the flu disappear?
Yes.
The flu totally disappeared for like
exactly.
a whole year. Is that possible? Is it scientifically possible? No.
Well, that's how powerful, that's how powerful COVID is. But again, I believe, get ready for the response, because the people are awakening up and realizing they've been lied to. Businesses have been locked down. They've lost their jobs. It has been very costly, and they're not going to be too happy about it. Megan Barr, thank you for being with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures years in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With inflation tearing at the American workers' buying power, the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal, global crisis in Ukraine, Iran, North Korea, and our border with Mexico, President Biden tells the American people Wednesday that he has exceeded most expectations.
Outperformed what anybody thought would happen. We have made enormous progress. You mentioned the number of deaths from COVID. Well, it was three times that.
Democrats failed in their effort to change the Senate's 60-vote filibuster rule, with Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona siding with all Republicans in the evenly split Senate. 52 lawmakers opposed the rule change, while 48, all Democrats, were in favor. Senator Manchin on the Senate floor.
One party to exert complete control in the Senate with only a simple majority will only pour fuel on the fire of political whiplash and dysfunction that is tearing this nation apart.
USA Radio News.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Out here on this desert road, it's hot as fire, but I've grown cold. Circling like a plane that never lands. And even though the questions change, the answers always stay the same. Maybe someday I will understand. So I'm wondering, got me wondering, where's my promised land?
Oh, we do keep on looking for that. Now, the good news is that we are looking for the promised land, and there's nothing wrong with it. There's just something that is within us, especially where we live today and realizing we're seemingly so far from it. But I say great observation. At least we realize that something is lacking. And at the very core of this, is, as you heard me say time and again, is that we have to return to first principles. And one of the foundational principles is the truth. We've abandoned the truth, this idea of relative truth, your truth, it's my truth, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, it's a big lie. And it's got us where we are right now, to where we all want to opinionate on things, and now anonymous resources, fake news, all this stuff, on and on, has infiltrated our culture to such a disgusting degree that we've really lost control here. We're going to be joining my good friend Jeff Carrere, the Cajun Crusher, on his station, WGSO 990 AM, and he's Louisiana's favorite son, and you know why. Jeff Carrere joins us now. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Bill, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Hey, good to be joining you. Well, the president last night said that he surpassed expectations. I guess it depends on what your idea of expectations is all about, right? Or maybe I should say it the way. He surpassed expectations. I don't understand what he's doing.
Come on, man. Come on, man. No joke. Oh, my gosh. He is a disaster, Bill. A disaster. He was defiant. That is sort of a word They came across. He got combative with some of the reporters. He came across as a little unhinged to me. It certainly was telling. There were some reporters. I have to give them credit. James Rosen and Peter.
Oh, Rosen, huh? Wow. What a question. What a question. With all due respect as well. But it was like, okay, we got this 800,000-pound gorilla in the room. Rosen, you get to talk about it. He got the short stick, I guess, huh?
I thought it was great. And, of course, Biden said he had no idea why people we didn't have any confidence in his mental ability. No idea. And then I thought interesting one, Bill, was where he gave, I think, a very lukewarm, tepid endorsement of Kamala Harris.
Yes.
He wasn't enthusiastic about her at all, I didn't find.
No. Well, you know, there's not much to be enthusiastic about, I mean, in a real sense. I mean, you really have to force delusion upon yourself. And this is why Democrats are saying, hey, I'm out of this parade. This doesn't make sense anymore. For the first time, Jeff, I think in our lifetimes, you've got more Republicans now than Democrats. I mean, you've got a mass exodus out of this Democratic Party. And, you know, they're looking up and the Republican Party seems to be the one. Now, my prayer is that Republicans do not fold like they've done before, that they make sure that, you know, they get qualified individuals with a spine. Maybe they need to do a spinal check on these candidates. What do you think?
I loved what Colonel Alan West told me earlier, and he said Republicans are known for bringing a plastic spoon to a gunfight. And, you know, they just never seem to have the courage, never seem to be equipped to take on the political enemy. They never do what the Democrats do, because when Democrats take over, I mean, they fire everyone, they pursue their agenda, Republicans try to compromise and be timid. Mm-hmm. So that's got to end, Bill. It's got to end. Republicans need to act boldly and need to follow through on what they promised in the election. And I think voters are demanding that they act.
Well, and they have to avoid the temptation, Jeff, to not, to stay true to their commitment to those that they're serving, to go and get the job done. And, you know, I don't want them to lose their skulls because of all the brain bruising that went on during the Trump years and what's happened in the last year, that they say, okay, there's going to be payback. And all of a sudden they start wasting their time with all these investigations and all this other stuff that's going on. Because at the end of the day, the people are going to say, what did you do for me? You know, the fact that you indicted Joe Biden over his son, Hillary Clinton, mismanagement of funds, incompetent, whatever, that kind of stuff. At the end of the day, it's a lot of money and a lot of show trial, but there's little substance here, as opposed to going in and really addressing these issues of regulation, the issue of a free energy, independent country, once again, securing our border and national security. Those issues are common to people, and that's what they're most interested, not on, bringing the full force of the government to destroy, you know, Joe Biden and Biden Inc.
Well, I will say this. We need to get to the truth. I mean, we need to find out the truth about all these things that have happened in the past and that have been shielded from us by, I think, a very corrupt Department of Justice. And, I think what happened to President Trump was unparalleled in American history, the type of abuse that he had to endure. And we never got to the bottom of any of these. I mean, we could go back decades, Bill. I mean, all the different things Democrats have gotten away with. So we can't settle all those scores, that's for sure. But we cannot try to give confidence to the American people we're going to act on our promises and follow through on them.
Well, and listen to what you say. I mean, for decades, this corruption has been going on, and it's there, and we know it. And I believe that if Donald Trump, by the grace of God, is able to come back and realize a second term, he's going to be all the wiser. But again, you've got to use your ammunition wisely and your political capital in such a way that you're doing things, you know, for the greater good of the people. And some of this stuff is ferreting itself out, and like right now, I mean, some of this corruption is becoming obvious in the people. people are responding. I mean, first of all, they're leaving the party, and they're looking for, you know, the truth tellers. They're looking for people of integrity, and, you know, and hopefully the Republican Party, they seem to be the ones, the heir apparent here, yeah, that they do so with such fervor and consistency and integrity that they honor the vote of the people as opposed to what the Democrats have done. Is that fair?
As opposed to what Republicans have normally done in the past.
Exactly.
Exactly. The opportunities that they were given. And, you know, people are also, I mean, they're leaving the Democrat Party. They're also leaving Democrat states. So Republicans are getting all of these new voters, are getting this great opportunity. They look like they're in great shape for the midterm. So when they get that power, I mean, they've got to do what the governor of Virginia just did, and that is act boldly, not waste a second, and follow through on every promise that you made. I'd love to see another contract with America. I'd love to see another.
Exactly, you and me both. We've been saying this forever. When I talked with Newt Gingrich, I said, "Well, what is the problem? Why is it a problem to you know, take and learn from the past and assume the contract of America? So what? You say Part B, Part Two, whatever. Who cares?
Right.
But that, I mean, that brand. You're exactly right. That brand meant so much to the people then, and will again, and there's no reason why they shouldn't take it down from the shelf.
And that's why they won power back in 1994. That's what cemented the status of Newt Gingrich as a great conservative leader, as he followed through on as much of that as he could. He even got Bill Clinton to move to the center, and they got some things done, and they took on welfare, and they took on tax cuts, and they left a surplus, and, you know, some actual things were accomplished. But I think last time we took control, after 2010, we squandered that opportunity. Mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't do what we said we were going to do. We haven't gotten rid of Obamacare. And now look at all the things that they've added since then, Bill. So we've got so much to do, and I do think voters are demanding bold action from Republicans.
Well, you're exactly right in your commentary about Virginia, and that we need to follow the lead of the new governor there with this sense of urgency. That's what I was most concerned about when Trump came into office, because even though he operates in Trump time, everything else, he didn't have a full parade behind him. He needs to make sure this time, or anybody, whoever is going to come in, that they've got a full complement and parade of people who are supporting the mission, right?
That's exactly right. And I go to the new Attorney General of Virginia. He fired 30 people on day one, brought in his own team. That's what President Trump needs to do if he gets elected again. Bring in a whole new group of people that are loyal to him and his agenda, which is really our agenda, the American agenda.
Exactly. Amen. Jeff Carrere, thanks for sharing your audience with us. Appreciate our time together always, buddy. Take care, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
Want to pay off a third of your mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance, and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.25%. Yes, 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval, call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview with the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, the one and only Dr. Ted Baer is gracing our telephone wires right now. Dr. Ted, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing well when I talk to you because it gets my mind off all the things that are happening. My wife has been in severe problems and a lot of chemo and a lot of operations. So, thank you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you keeping us up to date on your wife, and our prayers continue to go out to her and to the family as well. Thank you, Dr. Ted. A couple of movies to talk about. Maybe before we talk about Tiger Rising or Fishing for Love, you had told me about The Rescue, and I finally had a chance to watch that movie. Now, I want to put this in context here. I am challenged by claustrophobia, like you cannot believe. And as I am watching this movie, man, I am sweating BBs, and you know. But what an incredible documentary about this true story, right?
Well, it's you're absolutely right. I mean, documentaries, 90% of them do under $1 million at the box office, and are boring because you know they're like a long sermon.
Right.
It goes on and on and on and on, and doesn't have, but this has a definite goal. You know, I teach filmmaking, and it is such a powerful goal to get these young kids out of there and their coach, and it's 2.5 miles, and it's closed off, and it's been flooded by the monsoons, and every moment is exciting. So
yes,
it's an extremely exciting movie. You know, I've been to Northern Thailand. I've done mission work up there. You know, I just don't, it's just beyond my comprehension how they did it. And, they had a great team of not only Thai SEALs, but, British and American, and everybody thought it wasn't going to work. I mean, I remember watching it at the time. Everybody said, this is not going to work. This is the last, you know, hurrah. And, they rescued him.
Yeah. You know, the thing that's interesting that I think could be challenging to Christians is that these were people of faith. I mean, you see the families, you know, just praying their guts out for their kids. And some Christians would look at that and say, well, you know, they're Buddhists, you know. And but
regardless, I mean, God created them. This is His creation. And God answers prayers. And you may wonder and question whether or not He answers the prayer of a Buddhist, but it is still consistent with what the Word says, is that the prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And I'm not one to judge. I'm only one to see what happened. And God no doubt answered that prayer, because there was hope and no hope for these kids. I mean, as you mentioned, I mean, they didn't have provision. They were losing oxygen 2.5 miles deep, and the flood waters are rising because in their, you know, the monsoons came in a month earlier and trapped these kids. And it wasn't going to be an easy extraction. And they already lost one Thai Navy SEAL trying to rescue these kids. And they found out that the SEALs, you know, just because you have some familiarity with water in combat doesn't mean that you have expertise in cave diving.
Well, what you've said is very interesting, because I say it all the time. You know, Christian films quite often do better overseas, like The Passion of the Christ did better in Saudi Arabia per capita than it did in the United States. And I teach this stuff, and I teach that everybody's heart has a God-shaped hole. Buddhism is non-theistic. In fact, Buddha denied God, so he doesn't believe that there's a God. So clearly they're praying knowing that deep down, and I say this in my lectures, you know, because I've done a lot of work teaching in India and in other places and in Thailand, northern Thailand, deep down inside, the average person who lives a difficult life wants God. They're seeking God. They want God to help them, even if they're told by the Buddhist monks that God doesn't exist, that he's, you know, they're non-theistic and don't worry about it. And as Rinpoche used to say, you're in a cesspool and just let go and drown. Well, that's not what these people did. They didn't assume they were in a cesspool and about to drown.
Yeah. Yeah, they prayed, and God answered their prayers and delivered each one of those kids and the coach. Incredible story. If you've not seen this documentary, you will be greatly blessed, called The Rescue. And, Ted, I cannot thank you enough for encouraging me to see this documentary. It really blessed me. And like I said, it enlarged and expanded my philosophy and my theology and praising God for answering prayers regardless of somebody who is a traditional Christian versus somebody, you know, that he has created, that has, as you say, this God, this God hole in their heart that only God, Almighty God, can fill. Right.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right. Let's talk. Like let's talk. Well, you know me. I'm a theologian, and I love God, and I'm here to testify. You know, for one who was lost and was found. You know, I owe it all. I owe it all to Christ on the cross, who's delivered us from sin and death when He was resurrected, and we can continue to champion that cause and testify to that fact. All right, let's talk movie reviews. Okay, Tiger Rising. What do you got to tell us about that?
Well, Tiger Rising is a really fun, good film. I was doing the our radio version of it, and I broke out laughing. Because Rob and his father, after the death of his mother, which is devastating, moved to a motel in Florida. Now, that must have been years ago. This is based on a best-selling book. Because Florida is no longer those backwater motels. It's now booming, and real estate is booming.
Exactly.
But they're supposed to take care of the hotel, and the boy wanders around and finds a tiger in a cage. And that's where I started laughing. How could he find a tiger in a cage? And the owner finds out that he didn't go to school, so he hires him to take care of the tiger. Everybody mocks him at school because he's an artist. He doesn't pay attention. But one girl, a new girl, comes to see the tiger, and suddenly she wants to release him. And, of course, you know, this is the plot. Are we going to release the tiger, and is he going to turn around and eat us?
Yeah.
Or what's going to happen here? And it's beautifully done, and it's got a great cast. And I'm impressed. I'm impressed with the nature of the movie. It's got a little bit of a caution, a discernment for, you know, some elements, but very little. I mean, it's a plus one, which is amazing for us.
Yeah, that's excellent. Tiger Rising, Fishing for Love.
Fishing for Love. It's another movie. Could have been a Hallmark movie. Could have been a GAC movie. Could have been any of these. But it's good. I mean, it's much better than most of these movies. The plot is pretty similar. This, you know, girl who's a successful woman, who's a successful architect, gets called back home. This happens to everyone. And when she gets home, she finds out that her father's boat and everything else, they've been fishing for years in Mystic Bay, is breaking down. And so she finds another member of the town who came back after being in London, and he actually fixes boats. And, of course, to be an UpTV movie or Hallmark or anything else, they have to dislike each other in the beginning, but he's her only hope to keep her father's fishing business open. And, you know, it always interests me. Is she going to give up the rich and famous lifestyle in Seattle in order to go back to fishing in Mystic Bay? Well, I won't tell you the end, but there was a funny Babylon Bee thing that a wife was angry at her husband because he told her the end of it. But the acting is good. You know, the directing is good. It's a 4-star. It's +2.
Wow. Excellent.
And these people keep you from thinking that it's a, you know, stereotypical plot. So, you know, if you like romance movies, this is a good romance movie. It's got more heart and soul than most of them.
That's good. Okay, it's on the list, Fishing for Love. What's going on with CNN? I mean, they've been in a dive bomb for a long time. They've politically sold themselves out, paying a big price. And you kept, I mean, at least I kept asking the question, how long can they sustain this? I mean, they're continuing to lose audience. I mean, when you are being dwarfed by SpongeBob reruns of SpongeBob, I mean, you've got to take some self-assessment, don't you?
Well, they lost 90% of their audience because of the scandals, and we know the scandals, Cuomo and Don Lemon and others, and just they've been horrendous. But I knew Ted Turner when he started CNN, and Ted Turner one day said to me, he said, you know, you're trying to lead me to Christ. My girlfriend's trying to lead me to Christ. The head of CNN, who was at Campus Crusade before, is trying to CNN News, was trying to lead him to Christ. And his fishing buddy had just come to Christ. So he says, I'm being surrounded. So CNN in the beginning had a lot of faith and values. And then, of course, you know that it was bought by Warner, and it went downhill. And Zuckerman has actually destroyed it. Or Zucker, whatever. And it's very sad because going to the left, Zucker has lost its audience, and it's become clear that it's just given up everything of impartiality. It's not objective anymore. And it's a lot of my friends in Hollywood who, I'm going to just say it, hated Trump, hate conservatives, hate Christians, although they may claim to be a Christian. It's because they spend too much time watching CNN. I mean, I have one person on my Bible list who was a actor, and he got so angry that, you know, Cuomo, the governor, was exposed. He said, that couldn't be because CNN told us that he didn't do anything. So, you know, CNN has influenced the left in a very dangerous way.
Dr. Ted Baer, all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. He's the founder and publisher of Movie Guide.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.